The article that was passed around, I didn't have very many of them. I ran out of ink last night, but I didn't know I was going to talk. But it was an article that was actually printed in the Kershaw County Chronicle. And it was in response to a letter from Councilman Jimmy Jones, who called the Kershaw County Patriots Nazis.
If a government claims a right, and then their claim is that they derive these rights from the people.
Right.
Well, how can people give a group rights that they don't themselves have?
To steal from each other.
Right. If we can't tax people, like I can't tax you, where exactly does government derive this right from? And once you realize that the goal ought to be as voluntary a society as possible. Now, how exactly you achieve that, how far you can push that is debatable, but certainly that should be the goal. That if government is providing a service for you, well then why does it need to be provided by force?
Hello there, boys and girls. Jeff Maddox here. And I thought today I'd give you we'd just take a walk down memory lane a little bit. And I'd give you a little backstory on my adventures. And as I've mentioned several times over the years, my journey, my awakening, if you will, which many in the freedom movement call it, and now the woke has taken over the awake thing. But my awakening began in 2007 and 2008, especially with the great financial crisis and the $750 billion bailout of everybody except me and you. But that drew me into asking questions and all, and going through a couple of year sabbatical where I questioned everything and was digging into everything. And then from that, getting into the political realm and starting a tea party. The first tea party in Kershaw County was five people at the Seafood Shack. I think Steve McCaskill was one of the first attendees. And from there it grew and grew. And many of you can remember back in the Tea Party days when you know, it was big and growing and we wanted limited government and we thought we could do things and all. We were very active. We got up to about 250 to 300 attendees every 2 weeks, and during a campaign season, during the 2010 campaign season, we were once a week, and we helped Mick Mulvaney and Nikki Haley, both of which were backstabbers, turns out, but we helped them in their campaigns. And we spoke out a lot at county councils. And there came a time when me in particular had problems with some grants that Sheriff Matthews at the time was wanting to get from the federal government, and it would have required him to be part of the Fusion Center, which is a massive database system that anybody can access, the law enforcement, FBI, all that. It was centralized fusion centers around the country. And other increases, he wanted his budget doubled, which eventually happened. County Council went along with everything. But that kind of upset Mr. Matthews. And I was scrolling through Facebook one day and came upon this article from Cop Block. It was written by Larkin Rose. When should you shoot a cop? And the first paragraph tells you everything you need to know about what happened after that. That question, even without an answer, makes most law-abiding taxpayers go into knee-jerk conniptions. And Lord, that's what happened. The indoctrinated masses all race to see who can be first and the loudest to proclaim that it is never okay to forcibly resist law enforcement. In doing so, they also inadvertently demonstrate why so much of human history has been plagued by tyranny and oppression. That article goes on and talks about how in an ideal world, cops would do nothing except protect people from thieves and attackers, in which case shooting a cop would never be justified. In the real world, however, far more injustice, violence, torture, theft, and outright murder has been committed in the name of law enforcement than has ever been committed in spite of it. In other words, law enforcement can be used for good and it can be used for bad. In all these tyrannical governments, it's law enforcement and military with a monopoly on violence that always are the boots that come down on the people. Stalin didn't use just you and me. Stalin used the secret police, and Hitler used the secret police, the regular police, all that. What does your government use to control you? It's always the police. I'm going to leave a link to this article in the description. I encourage you to go read the full content of the article to get the full context. But that's not really the story. The context doesn't matter at this point. It's when should you shoot a cop? And the indoctrinated masses all racing to see who's the loudest to support the cops. Well, next thing you know, headline after headline comes out. Kershaw County co-chair, I was a co-chairman of the Kershaw County GOP at the very time, same time as I was a leader in the Tea Party, if you want to call it that. Article after article talking about how bad I am for even suggesting, even asking the question, when is it okay? South Carolina police on alert after the political activist liked an article on Facebook. What was interesting is that Sheriff Matthews, along with the Camden Police Department and the Elgin Police Department, all got together and said, let's put all our people on alert. These people are right-wing domestic terrorists. I was a right-wing domestic terrorist before, but right-wing domestic terrorist was a cool phrase. This is back in 2011, y'all. In this article, he makes the point, regardless of whether or not you agree with the thesis, the article never advocates or encourages anyone to kill police. At worst, it advocates the use of lethal force in self-defense or the defense of others. In fact, no one in Kershaw County is claiming that it does. It simply states that you have the right to defend yourself and your rights against unlawful police action, even to the point of using lethal force if necessary. A policeman has the right to use lethal force if he is in self-defense. He doesn't have a special right to use lethal force. It has to be in defense of life. You have that right. The individual has that right. The police have no more rights than you. But then WIS jumps on it, and other articles, Politico jumps on it. Activist Post jumps on it again. When should you shoot a patriot? You see, because Matthews and all of the Kershaw County started running checkpoints. Round the clock checkpoints. You know, the DUI, oh, we can't say that. These are safety checkpoints. Everybody knows that's a lie. When they run checkpoints, they're not checking to see if you're safe. Did they check your air pressure? Did they check your windshield wipers? Did they check your blinkers? Did they check your brake light? Did they check everything to see if it's safe? Hell no. Everybody knows that a lie, but that was a little loophole to get around calling a DUI checkpoint. But the Sheriff Jim Matthews started this, and what our response was to go and start having kids, grown-ups and kids, start to text where these checkpoints were, and then go through them and turn around and go through them again and go through them until they quit the checkpoint. And we did it with several different times. And we went to a group called the KC Mafia, coffee breakfast group where they discuss politics, and groups come about charity work and stuff like that. It's just a group of old guys that get together and talk. And we were invited to come over there after all this blew up, and they wanted to hear about it. And so this was a breakfast, and look at me way back when and today, and you can tell I'm a lot younger in this one. But here's the KC Mafia breakfast that really got them upset.
The article that was passed around, I didn't have very many of them. I ran out of ink last night, but I didn't know I was going to talk. But it was an article that was actually printed in the Kershaw County Chronicle, and it was in response to a letter from Councilman Jimmy Jones, who called the Kershaw County Patriots Nazis, that said that we didn't deserve to be called Patriots, that we were actually Nazis. So I got real upset about it, because I was almost a 30-year veteran in the Marine Corps, and so I took a picture of myself in front of my I Love Me wall plaques and posted it in the paper and wrote this article. And it talks about Jimmy Jones was considered me a patriot because he talked about patriots and those who were like World War I and World War II and served their country. And I went and said that, according to Jimmy Jones, that I was a patriot because I am a veteran. And I went on into this thing and talked about what the dictionary says, what a patriot really is. And a patriot is a citizen who stands up for his country. And so that's how started this thing. And then I went and told the story about the like button that took place on the Kershaw County Patriots Facebook page. And Corey had posted an article, and a girl named Patty Motley posted it on the Kershaw County Facebook page. And Jeff clicked the like button underneath the article. And the article was not about killing cops and all this other stuff. It was a thought-provoking article to make you think, when is enough enough? Tyranny, when is enough? When the Nazis packed up all the Jews, and it was too late for them to say something after they'd been taken off to the camps. That's what the article was about. As this is all materialized, I'm starting to take notes, and I'm starting to realize that our county chair, Republican chair, was a puppet to Vince Shaheen. He was worried about Vincent, what he was saying. He said, Vincent says he's going national with this thing. Well, we took it to national anyway. It went on the internet and went all over the place. But he was worried about that. He wanted to please Vincent Shaheen. And that was what the whole thing was. The sheriff, in the meantime, was telling businesses that were members of our Tea Party that they had to get out of our party, our Tea Party, because they were putting pressure on them. The county sheriff car would be sitting outside the business, or they'd be inside the business telling them, you need to get out of the Kershaw County Patriots. Pressure was applied to people. So we went from 260 people down to about 3 in a matter of a couple weeks.
Republican Party, the chairman called me and asked me to resign. And I said, oh, for what? For hitting the like button? And he said, well, this is going to hurt the party. I said, no, you going after me hurts the party because you're not standing for your principle. You know, what does your creed say? Your creed says that you're going to stand for individual rights. And I told him, no, I would not do that. I'm not going to bow down and compromise my principles just to satisfy, just for political expedient. I found a company out of Atlanta for 50 cents a pop. They give me a yard sign, and it's going to say, safety checkpoint ahead, detour.
just play it anywhere.
Whenever we go, I've got a group of young people that are anywhere from 17 up to about 23 that have a network. You know how these young people are. As soon as they see a checkpoint,
flash mob,
it's going to be blam. It goes on to a Facebook, a Twitter, and those people will go by, get signs, and go around there and put.
I'll give you a 5-gallon bucket. You can put donations on it right next to that sign.
Well, we're in the little town of Elgin, where my cohort at the Tea Party was a town councilman. The little town of Elgin speaks out and calls a special meeting to denounce Councilman Larry Riswald's harassment plot. They called it harassment. Now, who's harassing who here? Who is harassing who here? They, the cops can harass us all they want, and nobody can say anything. But if we say something or we harass them, well, do we have a right to ride up and down the road? Yeah. Can we just say hey to the popo and then turn around and say hey to him again if we want to? Well, yeah. So who's harassing who here? I can't get to Walmart without going through your little checkpoint. If I turn around and say, you know, I don't even want to be bothered, I'm going back to the house. If I turn around and them boys see me, whoom, they're going to come up and harass me. Can't get away from the harassment. So who's harassing who here? Here's an article by Patty Motley, who was in the Tea Party at the time, that gives a pretty good account for what was actually going on at the time. And this pretty much sums out what Sheriff Jim Matthews was talking about. I think this is all an overreaction to what's going on in Washington with President Barack Obama. Matthews said, I'm a conservative myself, but they, the Kershaw County Patriots, are ultra-white-wearing extremists. I don't go to Kershaw County Republican Party meetings anymore because, and I ran as a Republican, they have hijacked the meetings. They posted this, the article, on their Facebook page. I wouldn't post it. They have the constitutional right to do so, but there are times when you exercise your rights, you have to do so responsibly. Matthews categorized the Patriots' posting of the links to the article and video as irresponsible and hateful. It makes you wonder what they are doing, that they want to isolate themselves from any law enforcement intervention, he said. What he's trying to say is, hey, if you guys call, we ain't coming over there. That's what he's trying to say. Alienate us from any law enforcement intervention. Matthews said he decided to alert his deputies to be extra careful because of the posts. I've made them aware that there is a group in this county that is reading stuff that says it's okay to shoot a cop. They always have to be careful, but when you get information like this, you need to be more vigilant. That article does suggest that at certain times, it's okay to shoot a cop. See, what he's trying to do is demonize us for saying anything about shooting a cop. They want to make sure that you never, ever, 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 ever can see any sort of situation, including being loaded on a boxcar. No situation at all that you might want to shoot a cop. Elgin's Chief Brown said he has alerted his officers to use more caution. It's in the best interest of my officers to be very careful right now, because people with that opinion that shooting cops is okay can prove to be very dangerous. We take this very seriously, Brown said. Now let me tell you something about Harold Brown, the Chief of Police of Elgin. He's known me since I was knee-high to a grasshopper. Dude, he was the first one I done business with. He knows damn well I'm not dangerous. But he went along with it. Just jump on the bandwagon. All law enforcement, and the Democrat Party, the South Carolina Democrat Party, the South Carolina Republican Party come after me. All the media come after me and all, because I hit a like button on that article. Ladies and gentlemen, this is what your government will do to you. I got a call from a fusion center during that same period of time. A colonel that was based out of Fort Jackson. She said she wanted to know all kinds of questions about the Tea Party and all. I said, lady, look here. The average age of our Tea Party at the time was over 60 years old. Do you think any of them people are dangerous? It's gotten worse since then. It's going to get worse going forward. The security state is coming on. Here in Kershaw County, they're starting to introduce the flock system, another surveillance system. They do it incrementally, little bit at a time. It's for your safety. It's gonna protect you. It's gonna help us. We need new tools. And inevitably, a little bit at a time, all the cameras, all the doorbells, all the electronics in your car, now a central bank digital currency, and going away a cash so they can track every little thing. You even see them putting chips. So the surveillance state is being built right around you. And I'm just a scapegoat, a means to put fear in anybody speaking out. That's what it was all about. Shut down any kind of dissent. Keep them quiet. Keep them in fear. That's what your government does. The last 3 years, if it hadn't taught you that, you'll never, never know. So this is why I just wanted to put this out here. If you speak out, and if you're loud enough, and you got enough people listening to you, your YouTube channel will be censored, the reporters will come after you. Your local politicians will be talking to you. Jimmy Jones called me a Nazi back then. A Nazi. Now, since he's understood that I'm not a Nazi, I don't think he understands that the government that he is participating in is fascist, is socialist, but such is life. Maybe he'll figure it out, maybe he won't. I keep asking this one question though, boys and girls, and I want you to answer it too. How many individuals does it take? Individuals that do not have the right to steal from others. How many individuals does it take to vote, to scribble down on a piece of paper, to make theft, taxation, right? I want somebody to answer that question for me, please. So, I hope you enjoyed this one. I just want to give you something to think about. Until next time, peace. So you might be wondering what happened. What happened with all that? Well, I got voted out as the co-chair of the Kershaw County Republican Party. And Sheriff Matthews began putting deputies around the Kershaw County Patriots Tea Party meetings. Well, within 2 weeks, the Kershaw County Patriots disappeared. We went from 280 people at a meeting down to 5. That's what happened. That's what they'll do to you. And the people that don't have the courage to stand will disperse all across the country and keep their mouths shut. Anyway, peace.
If a government claims a right, and then their claim is that they derive these rights from the people.
Right.
Well, how can people give a group rights that they don't themselves have?
To steal from each other.
Right, if we can't tax people, like I can't tax you, where exactly does government derive this right from? You realize that the goal ought to be as voluntary a society as possible. Now, how exactly you achieve that, how far you can push that is debatable, but certainly that should be the goal. That if government is providing a service for you, well then why does it need to be provided by force?